Wednesday. I'm a Boston driver. Traffic regulations like speed limits and do not enter signs are more suggestions here than law. I navigate the city's one-way, helter-skelter streets, dodging potholes and nervy jaywalkers, anticipating the next construction detour and gunning every yellow light with experienced bravado, all in the space of four blocks. The next traffic light turns green, and I'm on my horn in less than a blink of an eye when the Honda in front of me with New Hampshire plates doesn't move, like any self-respecting Boston driver would. Driving home at the end of the day requires infinitely more patience than coming in, and having any patience at all has never been my virtue. There is always traffic both times of day, but the evening exodus is significantly worse. I don't know why this is. The whistle blows, the gates open, and we're all off, like a million picnic ants converging onto one of three trails of cookie crumbs. Route 93 for those who live on the North or South Shore, and the Mass Pike for those like me who reside west of Boston. The civil engineers who planned and designed these roads probably never conceived of this many commuters. And if they did, I'll bet they live and work in Worcester. I accordion along the pike, wearing out my brake pads, swearing that one of these days I'll start taking the T. The only reason I subject myself to this daily erosion of my brakes and sanity is so I can see my kids before they go to bed. Most people at Berkeley don't leave before 7, and many order dinner and stay well past 8. I try to leave at 6, right in the thick of the going-home parade. My early departure doesn't go unnoticed, especially by the younger, single consultants, and as I walk out of the office each night, I have to resist the urge to remind all their judging eyes just how many hours a night I work from home. I have my faults, but I am not, and never will be, a slacker. I leave early because I hope to muddle through the traffic and get home in time for dessert, baths, stories, and tucking the kids into bed at 7:30. But every minute I now sit unmoving in my Acura is another minute that I won't get to see them today. At 6:20, it's already been dark out for over an hour, and it feels even later than it is. It started to rain, which is slowing down progress even more. I'll probably miss dessert at this point, but we're creeping along, and I should get home in time for bath, book, and bed. And then everything stops. It's 6:30. Red brake lights glow in an unbroken chain all the way to the horizon. Someone must have gotten in an accident. I'm not anywhere near an exit, so I can't even bail out early and take the back roads home. I turn off whoever's complaining on NPR and listen for sounds of an ambulance or police siren. I don't hear any. It's 6:37. No one is moving. I'm late, I'm trapped, and my barely contained anxiety breaks open. Crap! What is going on? I look to the guy in the BMW next to me, like he might know. He sees me, shrugs his shoulders, and shakes his head in disgusted resignation. He's on his cell phone. Maybe that's what I should do. Use this time wisely. I pull out my laptop and start reading case team reviews. But I'm too aggravated to be productive. If I wanted to work, I would have stayed at work. It's 6:53. The pike remains paralyzed. I text Bob to let him know. 7. Bath time. I rub my face and breathe in and out into my hands. I want to scream the stress out of my body, but I worry that the guy in the BMW will think I'm crazy and gossip about me on his phone. So I hold it in. I just want to be home. I just want to click my Cole Haan heels and be home. It's 7:18 when I arrive in front of 22 Pilgrim Lane. 14 miles in 78 minutes. The winner of the Boston Marathon could have beaten me home on foot. And that's exactly how I feel, beaten. I reach up to the visor and press the button on the garage door opener. I'm inches away from pulling in when I realize that the garage door didn't open and I slam on the brakes. I made it through the gnarly streets of Boston in a gridlocked pike without a scratch, but almost totaled the car in my own driveway. I repeatedly click and curse at the stupid garage door button a few times before I get out of the car. As I run through puddles and freezing rain from my car to the front door, the saying, "the straw that broke the camel's back," comes to mind. I pray that I've at least made it home in time for bedtime stories and goodnight kisses.